A new report on wine exports shows overseas consumers are developing a strong thirst for premium Australian wines. Wine Australia's latest statistics show the value of exports grew 13% over the 12 months to March to $2.1 billion. But these rising values aren't lifting the profits for all winemakers. Clint Jasper has more.
The value of Australian exports is growing because consumers are buying more expensive bottles of wine. Wine Australia's CEO, Andreas Clark, says a new record's been set for wines that sell over $10 a litre free on board, getting close to $500 million.
That's a very pleasing result. Overall, bottled wine exports grew by 16% to $1.7 billion, which is the highest value in 5 years. So there's been growth at all price points, but the growth has been strongest at the higher end, which is overall a very good result.
Mr. Clark believes consumers are moving up the value chain because in addition to the weakened Australian dollar making premium wines more affordable, consumers are also starting to become more familiar with Australian wine and its major labels and regions.
There's a growing appreciation around our premium story, and particularly in key markets in Asia. The growth in the premium price point has largely been driven through demand from China. China is now our second largest market by value. It's overtaken the UK when you look at the export numbers. And if you combine China and Hong Kong together, then it is indeed our largest market overall. But it's the number one market for our premium or fine wine. So there's very strong demand from that part of the world for high-quality wines.
It's too early to say what impact the China-Australia Free Trade Agreement has or will have on exports to China. But while the effects of other recent trade agreements with Japan and Korea, as well as the weaker local currency, are boosting the bottom lines for many winemakers, a large part of the industry is still facing major financial stress, carrying high debt loads that are weighing on profitability. At Adelaide business consultancy Ferrier Hodgson, partner John Hart says debt is the most common problem for the distressed wine businesses he's dealing with.
Businesses are in the wine industry, it's a cyclical industry, and I don't think they've appreciated the fact that if you've got a cyclical industry, you need to have low debt levels when times are tough. So businesses that haven't actually realised that have been the businesses that we've been mainly appointed to, and those businesses have had to restructure. So, yeah, generally that's been the major issue. Of course, other things that we've seen is managed investment schemes, all those types of businesses which were set up at the wrong time. You know, they didn't pick the time of the market. They were set up in the wrong areas. They were set up for the wrong reasons. So many of those businesses have been on our books as well, but certainly the major theme through all of those is high debt levels.
Mr. Hart says the favourable market conditions enjoyed by winemakers at the moment make this an ideal time to undertake a restructuring and reduce debt, or just get out of the wine game altogether.
For the first time in many years, there's strong demand for wine assets. We've seen certainly strong demand for those vineyards with large water allocations or large entitlements, particularly with expected reduced allocations in the future. So we've seen strong demand for water assets and strong demand for those wine companies with strong brands in the Barossa, for example. So those companies that with high debt levels who can't restructure, the alternative is to probably exit the industry. And that's what we're seeing at the moment.
For those wineries sticking it out, it's the export market rather than the crowded domestic market that offers the greatest opportunities for making money. But Wine Australia's Andreas Clark says the industry still has a lot of work to do to make sure it's getting full value from the better market conditions while they last.
It's hard work. All exporting is hard work. I've seen it in China last week. It's a great opportunity in that market, and clearly there's great growth, but it just doesn't come and fall on our laps. You need to be out there consistently on an enduring basis, cultivating relationships, building up trust and rapport with your partners in key markets, and then there will be long-term returns that will come our way. So this is a 5, 10, 15-year strategy we need to play out. Success doesn't come overnight.
Wine Australia's Andreas Clark, ending Clint Jasper's report.